Good evening. I'd like to call the Board of Commissioners regular session Thursday, June 25th, 2015, meeting to order at 7:02. The second item on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Carabelli?
Present.
Commissioner Duje?
Present.
Commissioner Flynn? Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Here.
Commissioner Marino?
Here.
Commissioner Mizak?
Here.
Commissioner Miller?
Here.
Commissioner Sabatini?
Here.
Commissioner Sauger?
Here.
Commissioner Smith?
You were saying
here.
Commissioner Toko?
Here.
Commissioner Bosberg?
Here.
Invocation by Commissioner Don Brown.
Thank you, and bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and this opportunity to serve you. Tonight we are honored to have so many volunteers from around our fair county here tonight to give them some special recognition for the good works that they do, being light to the darkness in our society. May we remember these good people when we're down in our luck, and remember there are many good people out there doing good things to help turn this country around. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Moved by Duje, supported by Kleinfeld. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is so adopted unanimously. Approval of minutes dated May 14th and June 11th, 2014. Moved by Marino, supported by Mijak. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved unanimously. Public participation. Any member of the public wishing to speak? Going once, twice, three times, public participation is closed. As a point of personal privilege, with us here today for our long evening is Craig Jones, who's the Register of Deeds, and from the clerk's office, Kim Cady. It is her birthday today, and so we're trying to keep this as concise as possible, because she's got big party plans later.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Correspondence from executive, there's none at this time. We do have several proclamations, one for Bassmaster, one from Commissioner Sabatini, and then we'll get into the program for the volunteers. So I know we have a lot on the agenda, and we have a lot of important people to recognize for their work, but there is an event that Macomb County is privileged to host from August 27th through August 30th, which is the Bassmaster Elite Series. In Macomb County, we always talk about how we're the sixth Great Lake, about how Lake St. Clair and along the shoreline is one of our biggest tourism spots. It's one of our biggest recreational opportunities for residents, not just in this county, but throughout the region. And so Lake St. Clair was lucky enough to be chosen to host the Bassmaster Elite Series. And in 2013, Lake St. Clair was ranked first in the nation for smallmouth bass, which is a fact I learned. It was ranked 16th in Bassmaster's 100 Best Bass Lakes in 2015. And we always like to talk about how that's an economic driver. Well, this is a tournament that gets up to 30,000 spectators in other parts of the country. And it's something that's going to be a real positive achievement for our local economic development efforts here. And so on behalf of Macomb County, we wanted to recognize this tournament and somebody who's played a role in its progress in getting it here, which is the president of the Sterling Heights Regional Chamber of Commerce, President Wayne Emke. And so on behalf of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners, we want to offer this proclamation celebrating this event and having it here in Macomb County.
We should reel one in.
He's been waiting to use that line. Wayne Emke.
Chairman Flynn and commissioners and honored guests, and especially I think the volunteers that are here. I am Wayne Emke, president of the chamber, which I'm very fortunate and blessed to be able to do. And our chamber, along with our tourism and hospitality committee,
the Detroit Sports Commission and the County of Macomb have been very active in recruiting this tournament here. There are only 8 cities that it touches in the United States, and they're saving the best for last, so Macomb is the last one. It's towards the end of August, as you heard Jim and Flynn say. I had the privilege, along with a couple other people, of visiting the first tourney of the year in Orange, Texas, which is very close to Louisiana. We flew into Houston, and there were 118 boats, and they all are looking forward to coming to Macomb. I would tell you there was flood times there, but some of those boats went out with commercial fishermen paying $5,000 a tourney in advance, so they're paying $40,000 to be there, and they didn't catch a fish. So they're looking forward to our fishery, but I'm just absolutely honored to be here. Kevin Van Dam, who's a world-famous bass fisherman and definitely in our area, he calls Lake St. Clair the best bass fishery in the nation, and that's not easy to say, and I wouldn't say it 3 times. But we're honored to do this. We invite you out at the end of August to the Metro Parks. We have a wonderful festival. Bass is a huge organization. They're on ESPN, and it's truly an international competition and viewership. It's going to bring a lot of good things into our county and economic development, as Chairman Flynn said. And the spinoff, and the good part isn't so much the fact that these guys, and mostly guys, are here with all the fancy boats. It's kind of like NASCAR with boats. It truly is. But the fact that the people that we know come and do the fishing and stay in our hotels and our motels and visit our restaurants, they come later. So we're honored to be a small part of bringing this here. We thank you for this proclamation and for your support. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next proclamation tonight is by Commissioner Sabatini for Jan Robert John.
Good evening. Well, Jan Robert John was recently honored by the Girl Scouts of Southeastern Michigan with the prestigious Volunteer of Excellence Award. She received this award because of the impact she has made on the organization through hosting workshops, events, and training for volunteers. Over the last several years, her involvement has ensured local Girl Scouts and Girl Scout volunteers have remained informed on community events, internal communications by coordinating the community calendar, organizing various meetings. And Jean has undoubtedly been a positive role model for both the Girl Scouts. She has served as a troop leader and the volunteers she serves alongside with her. So we'd like to recognize her this evening with this proclamation for her outstanding citizenship and volunteerism. Jean, congratulations.
Thank you, Commissioner. And so now to, I think, the highlight of tonight's evening and why 95% of you are here. I'm Dave Flynn, and I'm Chairman of the Board of Commissioners, and I'm privileged to be able to preside over Macomb County Board of Commissioners Volunteer of the Year Awards. And as we all know, volunteers are the heart of our community. Contrary to many aspects of our lives, volunteers do not have to do what they do. Instead, they offer their time and their talent and their resources because they want to help others. Those of you here tonight who won this award want to help your schools and your churches and your food pantries and all the other service organizations that make our community a better place. These volunteers work with all segments of our population, from our youth to our aging populations. And they do it because they want to improve the lives of those who need it most. And each and every year, we have this event. And our criteria is that you have to put in at least 150 hours or more of time in 2014 to serve others. And so this collective group tonight has put in over 10,000 hours of time and energy that was donated to various organizations throughout this county and throughout this region. And those 10,000 hours are hours that you could have spent with your family or your friends or your other personal interests, but you decided to take it upon yourself, and it was incumbent to do something bigger than just something for yourselves. And so we want to take this one opportunity, which pales in comparison to the work that you do, to say thank you. We know you do it because you're selfless and you have compassion for others, and those qualities deserve to be publicly recognized. And so what we'll do tonight in an orderly fashion is we'll ask each individual to be recognized as their name is called. We'll ask that applause be held to after each of the commissioner has recognized the volunteers in their district. And I think it's very important that people know that you can come to our website and our Facebook page, and you can download some of the pictures that were taken this evening, so you can print those off and have those as memories of your work. And we not only want to thank the people who were recognized tonight, but your friends and your family who came out also to acknowledge those efforts. And so what we'll start with is Commissioner Andre Duge, who is District 1. Commissioner?
Thank you very much, Dave. We've got five people present from District 1. District 1 is the southwest corner of Macomb County. Very proud to have these people live in our district and proud of what they've done. Number one is Yolante Bassett. She's working with the veterans and getting them together with service dogs. Thank you very much. Next is Jeffrey Cutter. Jeff has worked with the Warren Concert Band for years. He's done a great job, and he continues leading the organization with his vision and leadership skills. Next is Wendy Waters. Wendy, thank you. Yes, and please stand and be recognized when I call your name. Wendy is one of the dedicated volunteers at Roos Elementary School. She fulfills her commitments no matter what it takes, and she's been part of the Green Schools program and March's Reading Month. Kelly Weideman could not make it this evening. Next is Jenny Hobson. Jenny? Jenny works with the Detroit Veterans Administration Medical Center. She's and her fellow pink shirt ladies from the Warren VFW make sure that all the veterans, inpatients, receive comfort items. Jenny, thank you very, very much. And last but not least, Kingsley Sears. Kingsley served as a volunteer for the Warren Symphony Society in various tasks since 1976. Over the past 38 years, he's composed for 783 music selections in 191 concerts. Kingsley, keep rocking. Thank you very, very much, one and all. Stand up and take a bow, all of you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Kleinfeld.
Thank you, Chair. I only have one person to recognize this evening, but he's pretty special. Pete Carr is distinguished for his incredible number of hours that he donates in service to St. John Hospital and Medical Care Center, as for the many hats that he wears as a volunteer. He is a guiding star once a week, directing visitors and patients to their various destinations. In addition, he serves as a facility dog handler, taking Hope, the facility dog, on rounds to visit patients and visitors throughout the hospital. Pete, please rise. He told me he wasn't going to stand. He generously volunteers at blood drives and contributes as a speaker at new volunteer orientations. He's a positive influence, a true professional, and an ideal representation of customer service at St. John's. And we had some time to talk, and I have to tell you, he really cares about patients, and he knows what they're going through, and that's what drives him to do this. Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Commissioner. And now to District 4, which I represent in Sterling Heights. The first honoree is Ted Richards, who's a member of the Sterling Heights Citizens on Patrol Group. If you'll see, I think they're wearing the yellow shirts out there tonight. And I think Commissioner Majek has several others. Ted volunteered 151 hours to this organization through the Sterling Heights Police Department. And in addition, this group has secured over $300,000 in recovered vehicles that was realized last year. And he also volunteers for Memorial Day Parade, Music in the Park, Teen Fest, and Sterling Night. Danielle Mason, who also is getting her award tonight for the Citizens Sterling Heights Citizens on Patrol, she put in more than 393 hours to the Sterling Heights Police Department, and she also volunteers time for Memorial Day Parade, Music in the Park, and Sterling Night Out, and the Polish Festival. Jody Adams joined the St. John Macomb Oakland Hospital Warren Campus almost 30 years ago and has donated an extraordinary number of volunteer hours. She's a natural, working with newborns, helping out with hearing tests, and assisting in many ways on the OB unit. And it's a big accomplishment that under her leadership and due to the committee's efforts, the pool of 2015 applicants is the largest they've ever received to date. David DeBlau, he is known for his work at the American Legion Post 351 in Utica, and he puts in over 1,800 hours each year. He works 7 days a week over there and is extremely dedicated and is constantly looking for grants for that facility to help veterans. Ronald Himmler has donated over 150 hours to Meals on Wheels, the Clinton Watershed Council, and the City of Sterling Heights. And he's always looking for ways to serve and to get others engaged as well. When Ronald delivers Meals on Wheels, he brings residents their mail, makes sure they ask how the person's doing and if they can get him anything. And I can personally attest to this because I went on a Meals on Wheels run with him back in February or March, and he's very precise to the T and does everything he can not only to add to Meals on Wheels but help them with their daily chores. Don Shinzing has been a member of the Sterling Heights Public Library Board and Arts Commission since 1990. Served as chairman of the Arts Commission, and people on that committee have bragged about his leadership and creative skills, and he's also assisted in the Sterling Fest, Memorial Day Parade, and the Cultural Exchange. And if it wasn't just enough to have one in the household, it's a family business. His wife, Ruth Ann Shinzing, has been a volunteer on the Sterling Heights Beautification Commission since 2004 and the Historical Commission since 2011. She also volunteers for Sterling Fest, Sterling Christmas, and provides tours of the historic Upton House so people can see the history of Sterling Heights. And so all those in District 4, if you could stand to be recognized. Commissioner Majek.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, my name is Robert Majek. I represent District 5, which is the middle to the northern part of Sterling Heights. We have here tonight seven individuals from the Sterling Heights Citizens on Patrol Group. Nothing more to add on that because Commissioner Flynn mentioned that, but those of you who do drive through and live in Sterling Heights, and when there's a power outage or a high winds or a tornado or like a flood that we had last year, and you'll see the Citizens on Patrol volunteers out in our city, doing things like that, and with traffic light intersections, things like that. One of the individuals mentioned they helped out with a pregnant woman recently. So want to recognize John Obrest for 151 hours. Can you please stand, John? Thank you very much for your service. Ken Barron, 152 hours. John Goodman, also 152 hours. Paul Goodzek, 155 hours. Irvin Jacks, 280 hours. Scott Van Leuven, 492 hours. And Dino Spadafore, 844 hours, and Dino, in talking with you, you mentioned you have a few thousand dollars of equipment in your vehicle to deal with this. So thank you very much. We do not have Thomas Kohler here tonight, who donated 347 hours, or Lauren Miner, who donated 192 hours. So thank you very much for coming here this evening. Next on the list, who is not here, is Franklin and Nancy Barnes. They have each donated 430 hours. Last year, the Macomb County Health and Human Services Department, as it relates to the foster care duffel bag program. And over the past years, Frank and Nancy have filled and distributed 1,445 duffel bags, providing comfort and care to hundreds of vulnerable children. Next, we have Kathleen Caldwell. As a volunteer usher since 2010, Kathleen has contributed greatly to the success of the Macomb Center for Performing Arts. She's given more than 150 hours over the last year greeting patrons, assisting disabled guests, and helping to seat and answer questions. Her public relations skills are very much valued, as her dependability and commitment to the organization. She is flexible, creative, and possesses qualities such as integrity as well as selflessness. Always ready to step up and lend a hand, even at the last minute, Kathleen also finds a time to be an active volunteer for McLaren Hospital, Veterans, Library, Culture Center, and Selfridge Air National Guard Base. Thank you, Kathleen. Next, we have Margaret Forbes. Where are you, Margaret? A volunteer for Turning Point as a personal protection order advocate since June 2014. Marge has logged in more than 215 hours in the last year alone. From the start, she hit the ground running, having begun this work with an eagerness to learn and willingness to help in any way possible. She's played an integral role in updating the Turning Point resource binder, which is used by the organization's mission and provide help to survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. Are exemplary for her type of work. Thank you very much. Next, we have Joseph Leon. As chairman of the Christmas Food Basket Program for Utica Community Schools and the Kiwanis Club of Sterling Heights, Joseph has helped meet the needs of families in Sterling Heights during the Christmas season. He has donated in excess of 180 hours over the past year to this undertaking, and has faithfully served in the position for 14 years. Coordination of this program is extensive, ranging from the duties involved in organized canned food drives at schools, to sorting and packaging baskets for distribution, to identifying and delivering families. Last year, in partnerships with the Sterling Heights Fire Department, Sterling Heights High Noon Kiwanis Club, Utica High School and Stevenson Key Club, and other volunteer organizations, 236 senior food boxes, 175 vegetable boxes, and 431 family food boxes were distributed along with 350 gifts for children. Thank you, Joseph. Next, we have Marion Garstecki. As an outstanding volunteer for the American Red Cross, working as a donor ambassador at mobile drives throughout Macomb County, Marianne has donated an incredible 410 hours. She provides excellent customer service to blood donors, registering them as they enter the drive and monitoring them post-donation to ensure they are feeling well. She is an essential part of the success of the blood drives, and her willingness to help out in a pinch, never asking for anything in return. And finally, last but not least, is George Metcalf. There was a typo in the booklet, George. We apologize for that. Your name should have been in there. It is not, but we're recognizing you here now. Years ago, when volunteers were needed for the Corporal Walter Bruce Post 1146 fish fry events, George did not hesitate to step up as he continues to volunteer every year. As co-chair of the club room committee, he has helped bring about more accountability and profit and implement necessary change. He selflessly dictates his time to the VFW, helping with fundraising events and other necessary tasks. George plays an integral part on the ritual team and is a member of the DAV. His peers are highly respectful of him and admire his loyalty and commitment to the United States of America. Thank you, George. And District 5 volunteers, thank you very much for making our community stronger and for supporting our families.
Commissioner Carabelli.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Eleanor Arnold, if you can stand, please.
She's standing.
Utilizing for more than 30 years of experience in the field of adult literacy,
Eleanor has tutored four adult students through the McComb Literacy Program with marked improvement results in their reading ability since 2008. In the past year, she has helped set up classes for the blind Chaldean refugees who, in addition to need help with Braille, need to learn to speak English. Not only does she assist in the tutoring process, she spends countless of hours beyond that answering phones, setting up curriculum for the training. She is one of the most important assets to the McComb Literacy Program. Thank you. Carol McLaughlin, if you can please stand. Carol has been a longtime volunteer, to say the least, for as long as I can remember, in Shelby Township on the Beautification Committee, logging an impressive 168 hours over just this last year. She helps manage the township-wide cleanup day, and she also solicits new Adopt the Road members and coordinates the assignments on most of the main roads throughout Shelby Township. And as a result of her dedication to Shelby Township is a cleaner and greener place. Thank you, Karen. Nancy, I don't know if Nancy made it. Nancy Orleski? I can't see. No? Okay. And we're going to go off to Audrey Spondike, who my children know very well because she's their crossing guard. And she was nominated not for the efforts that she does with the children only. She was nominated for her year-round efforts of weeding, watering, planting, and spreading mulch at Morgan Elementary School for the front landscape, entrance, and the beautification, welcoming places throughout the front and on the sides. She spends many hours during the week, weekends, and this is all done without her even being asked. She took this upon herself, and despite having her children move on to the junior high and high school, she continues to beautify Morgan Elementary School, and we're all appreciative of that. Thank you. And if you'd all please stand.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes, thank you. I represent the northern end of Macomb County, and we've got proud volunteers here tonight, too, that we wish to recognize. The first is Deborah Kingsbury. Deborah donated an astounding 620 hours over the last year as a docent in the Detroit Zoological Society and was one of the top six contributors among more than 1,000 volunteers, giving tours to school groups and answering questions about animal habitats and areas in which she excels, and she also always is looking for ways to help fill additional needs. Deborah is always willing to pitch in and often exchange her personal schedule with others to be of assistance. Her great attitude makes her a positive impact upon the zoo and all the visitors who visit there. And thank you, Deborah, for your continuing work, and look forward to seeing you at the zoo.
12 hours a week.
Sue Porter is the next volunteer. Sue and her dog Oliver have become a beloved part of the Metal Lodge in Richmond, donating more than 171 hours of her time to provide a ray of sunshine to residents. She initiated Sue's Reminiscences as well as Sue's Food Club, Friends for Oliver, and she's hosted tea parties, seasonal sing-alongs, and other events. She is known to tell jokes, read aloud, break into songs from yesteryear. Sue spreads Christmas cheer and will give items she collects to the community to share with seniors. Her hugs and positive attitude are often the best part of someone's day. And she obviously is someone that brings a ray of sunshine to all the volunteers at the Metal Lodge and the residents. Thank you very much, Sue, and thank you both, Sue and Deborah. Please both stand and receive your applause.
Commissioner Vosburgh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Kathy Vosburgh. I serve in District 8, which is Chesterfield, Lenox Township, City of New Baltimore, and the Village of New Haven. We have three volunteers from that district this evening. First one, Larry Genghis, is not here, but I'm going to take the liberty of explaining what he does, one of them being he's very involved in the Bay Rama Festival, which is going on tonight with their fireworks. So he is there doing what you all know has to be done so very well when your organization needs help. He's been consistent presence in New Baltimore at community events for more than 20 years. And thanks to his volunteer efforts, many landmarks and signature events have been improved. Some areas of accomplishment and events that have benefited from his attention are the Fish Fly Festival, pontoon barges for the Fish Fly Festival fireworks, and try to say that four times, and, which is where he's at tonight, and along with Baseball Diamonds, Parks and Rec Commission, the Lions Club, and the Goodfellas Group, Community Garden Projects, the Farmers Market, and also the public boat docks that are in the Burke Park. Larry's energy and love for the community is endless, and his value for service is very admirable. Next is Madron Johnson, if you could stand. For the past 5 years, Madron has generously donated her time and expertise as a retired school librarian and still volunteers at the Wyandotte Middle School Media Center. Each week, she spends a minimum of 6 hours shelving returned books and processing new books. Her organizational skills keep the shelves straightened and the books shifted around in order when the shelving units become busy and sometimes too full. Her assistance over several days with the year-end book inventory during the last weeks of school each year is also greatly appreciated. And next is Richard Krause. Mr. Krause, through Richard's efforts, Evangelical Homes of Sterling Heights has enjoyed a beautiful garden since his sister, Bernie, became a resident. His artistic talent and passion for gardening has visitors and residents excited to see what he has done each summer. The fairy garden in particular seems to be everyone's favorite. And the 5 differently themed Christmas trees he decorates, which he's able to do because of his skills that he learned in the retail business, are the talk of the season, from the candy tree in hospice, to the nutcracker tree in the cafe, to the angel tree in the alcove. Richard's efforts have brought joy to residents and beauty to Evangelical Homes. Thank you very much. Both of you, would you both stand again to be recognized?
Commissioner Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good evening, everyone. My name is Fred Miller. I'm had the honor of representing the ninth district of Macomb County Commission, which includes the city of Mount Clemens, northern part of Clinton Township, and the southern part of Macomb Township. And if I could just say gratitude to all the volunteers. I know that it is kind of against most of your DNA to come here to a thing like this to be recognized, because what you do isn't done for the recognition. But we're having you here, and you certainly aren't coming here for the convenient parking. And by the way, if you have a problem with that, address your complaints to County Executive Mark Hackle. No, just kidding. But with all seriousness, we appreciate you being here. We know you don't do it for the recognition. You do it out of a sense of community, a sense of service. But selfishly, we want to be here with you because you inspire us, and you represent the best of all of our districts, and we're so glad that you're here, all of you. I have 9 folks who are here from the 9th District. First, I'd like to recognize Peggy Pickering. If Peggy could please stand. Good evening, Peggy. Peggy is vital in helping Zion United Church of Christ here in Mount Clemens maintain its mission to serve the community. She donated approximately 225 volunteer hours last year to help maintain a pantry at the church, provide clothing and personal care items to homeless folks, assist regularly at the Sunday community meals held November through March, and maintain a food box at the church and organize a church-wide school supplies drive to help needy kids every August. Her ongoing efforts to connect community contacts and resources to address needs is extremely valued. Thank you, Peggy. Next up, Eva White. Eva's a good friend of mine. Good evening, Eva. Eva volunteers her time at helping the Greater Morningstar Missionary Baptist Church in meeting its mission, running the Ministry of Caring program. She is a project that she both leads and volunteers at by passing out food and clothing to the community. She also helps at Secondhand Rose and Turning Point to match people with needed services, and she provides assistance to people who are threatened with losing their homes. If military veterans are in need, Eva takes direct care, directs them to places that they can find help, and also additionally works with McCrest and the Macomb Food Bank and volunteers when she's been known to travel to other communities to lend a hand when she hears of a need. What we know best about Eva is that she sticks at a job until it's done. Thank you, Eva. Next up, Mr. Larry Tilney. Good evening, Larry. Gloria served in many different roles, which make the St. Peter Lutheran Church and School thrive, and has been an integral part of the church office and children's ministry. His work ranges from answering phones to coordinating special projects. During it all, Larry is dependable, courteous, and efficient. Additionally, he serves as chairperson of the Board of Christian Growth and is the driving force to advocate and support Christian education efforts. Because of his work, the community has enjoyed events like the Easter egg hunt and summer day camps. Larry has made a huge difference in St. Peter's members and friends' lives and beyond. Thank you, Larry. Renee Agosta, did Renee show up? We didn't see her before. Is Renee here? Renee assists at Iroquois Middle School and has risen to the challenge of helping with many projects and events at the Iroquois Middle School community. So we thank Renee in absentia. Claudia McCarroll is already standing in the back. Claudia brings kindness, quiet efficiency, and lovely conversation while volunteering at the Anton Art Center here in Mount Clemens, in the gift shop, the Christmas market event, and receives artwork for exhibitions. Visitors to the Art Center are met with a friendly greeting and smile while she's on duty. She goes beyond the call of duty without being asked and provides visitors of all ages with a positive personal experience by her ability to connect with each of them. Thank you, Claudia. James Keza. Mr. James Keza, good evening. James has been an active optimist for many years. He serves as president of the Clinton Township Area Optimist while maintaining active membership in the St. Clair Shores Optimist Club as well. And he serves as lieutenant governor of Zone 13 for the Michigan District Optimists. As co-chair of the Optimist Junior Golf Tournament, James gets many young Macomb County golfers involved and is a presence at the numerous Optimist activities and functions and still finds time to provide internet safety workshops at several local schools and teaches catechism at his church. Thank you very much. Don and Lori Nitkin, could you please stand? Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Nitkin. The Hope Center in Macomb benefits from Don's efforts, which are driven by a true desire to help people. He dedicated 521 hours last year during hours of operation doing client intake and referral services. In addition, he spent personal time researching potential resources and service opportunities to better client situations. Don is willing to be on standby and is eager to lend a helping hand when needed. Many clients have expressed their appreciation for his attentiveness and helpfulness to them. Thank you, Don. Lori is a valuable asset to Hope Center in Macomb as well and donated a whopping 830 volunteer hours assisting clients and serving as a volunteer shift leader. Her compassion and desire to assist people has been evident in all the work she's done since she walked through the door. She is faithful and deeply committed to the cause of feeding hungry people, and in addition, her leadership skills and problem-solving ability help keep volunteers organized and on track. Her participation in staff meetings as a liaison and advocate for volunteers has been extremely valuable. Thank you both. And then lastly, I don't know that Cheryl Cannon made it. Is Cheryl here? In absentia, we'll recognize Cheryl, who's very active in a number of causes throughout Clinton Township, but specifically we're recognizing her tonight for leading a team of volunteers to help pass the operations millage for the Clinton Macomb Public Library. So we thank Cheryl, and Mr. Chair, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Commissioner Marino.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe we had a unanimous decision in District 10 with one recipient. Was Keith able to make it here? Keith Waller? All right, well, nonetheless, like I said, unanimous decision in District 10. Briefly tell you a little bit about Keith. Even after retiring from the Roseville Police Department after 33 years, Keith continues to help coordinate and volunteer with the Roseville Honor Guard. In addition, he's a Hope Lutheran Church team leader on the mission team for the past 5 years. Keith has led more than 20 mission groups to work in Haiti since 1999. He is also a volunteer with McCress program at Hope Lutheran Church each year and shares his musical talent by playing the trumpet nearly every week as a backup to the organ or in the church brass orchestra. His volunteer service extends beyond the local area when he plays taps for fallen officers and other military service members at memorial functions throughout the state. I'd like to thank Keith, even though he wasn't able to make it here today. Thank you.
Commissioner Tocco.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Kathy Tocco, and I represent the cities of Fraser and Roseville. Mr. Chair, a member of the audience, I'd first like to introduce to you Harry Hodgson. Harry, can you stand? Harry is a trustee and an assistant maintenance director for the Fraser Historical Commission and a board member of the Michigan Transit Museum in Mount Clemens. Harry has donated in excess of 150 hours over the past year and is an exemplary volunteer and historical commissioner. His colleagues represent that he's always helpful, he's willing to share his knowledge, and his continued endeavors as a volunteer raise money for the benefit of the historical Bumgardner House in Fraser. They appreciate your work. Thank you, Harry. Next, I'd like to introduce Sharon Scott. Twice a week, Sharon runs the St. John Oakland Macomb Gift Shop. She donates an extraordinary amount of time and effort opening the store, checking and supplying stock, running cashier duties, and greeting customers all day. People visit the gift shop for a quick snack, flowers for their sick relatives and friends, reading materials for family members, or just to browse and pass the time as they're waiting for medical procedures. Sharon helps the space that supplies the convenience items, but she also beautifies it. She makes it a serene getaway from the hospital anxiety for patients, visitors, and other associates. Her service is part of the much-appreciated gift shop financial contributions received annually by the hospital. Thank you, Sharon. Next, I'd like to introduce Teresa Deerhammer. Teresa has been a valued member of the Friends of the Roseville Public Library for many years. She logs more than 175 hours this past year alone. As the treasurer, she helps guide the organization through a difficult financial period, and her efforts contributed greatly to the annual book sales. She manages the Membership Awareness Day and puts her master gardener skills to work on the library garden beds. The Mount Clemens Farmers Market also benefits from her volunteerism, and somehow she has found the time to join the Detroit Reading Program so that she can help Wayne Elementary School 4- and 5-year-olds learn their colors, letters, and numbers. Thank you, Teresa. Next, I'd like to introduce Keith Henninger. Keith has contributed more than 200 volunteer hours to assist with the operations of the AMVETS Post 29. As the chairperson for special projects, he has overseen projects and efforts which have successfully raised significant amounts of funds that are then able to be provided to the Macomb County veterans in need. In addition, he serves as the first vice of District 2 and sees that the post remains current with the operating standards which keep it in good standing. Thank you, Keith. Next, I'd like to introduce Garth Laramie. Mr. Chair, not to minimize the work that the other volunteers have done, but I think that we can all agree that people who help comfort and abused and children are really a special gift to our community. Garth has served as the family support advocate for more than 2 years for the Macomb County Child Advocacy Center Care House. He offers support and resources to family while their kids are being forensically interviewed for regarding allegations of physical and sexual abuse. This job requires a very special person, and it's reported that Garth fills that need perfectly. Many of the families have reported how much safer they feel just because Garth is in the room with them. The families are often very nervous when this interview is taking place. They're very afraid. His compassion and kindness has helped them smile and provides comfort and relief. Garth, thank you very much for your service. We have two other members of District 11 who I don't think were here. Missy Sape. Just so that the audience knows, Missy has been part of the Edison Elementary School. She's a teacher's assistant. And Brandy Kakowski, who helps with the cystic fibrosis, is another volunteer who wasn't able to be here. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, volunteers of District 11.
Commissioner Smith.
Thank you, Chairman. As Dave mentioned, I'm Commissioner Bob Smith. I represent Clinton Township, all of the part of Clinton Township that Commissioner Miller does not represent. First, I'd like to start with Lori Clausen. Lori, there you are. Lori has donated more than 200 hours in volunteer service at Wyandotte Middle School. She's extremely dedicated, providing assistance to the school community and especially the sixth grade staff. A smile is always present on her face as she helps during the school day. She has been known to also work from home on her personal time, cutting out lamination, organizing box tops for education and other projects. And she also wanted me to mention that she would have dressed up better, but she had to take her mom to the doctor. I'm sorry, I didn't embarrass you. Thank you. Thank you, Lori. Next, I'd like to introduce Judy Teller. Is Judy here? There's Judy. Judy's a longtime volunteer worker at Cross Lutheran Church. She began approximately 15 years ago after she retired from her career. Initially, she helped fill the need in the office by answering phones and performing clerical duties for a few hours a week. But we know how that goes. This has expanded over time, and now she's counted on as a very capable fill-in for the church's administrator's absence. Additionally, she provides much-appreciated communications assistance to the music director. Thank you, Judy. Jennifer Baker. Jennifer has been volunteering at McGlinnan Elementary School for the last 3 years and has accumulated more than 150 hours of service. She's an active member of the school PTO and is a right-hand person for important happenings such as the Panther Prowl-a-thon, the Scholastic Book Fair, Santa Shop, and monthly PAW store. As chairperson for the Box Tops for Education fundraising program, she is in charge of organizing contests and rewards for students. Thank you, Jennifer. Next is Denise Milton. Is Denise here? I know I had one volunteer that wasn't here. Very quickly, just so we know, Denise was an outstanding volunteer with the Girl Scouts of Southeast Michigan, having served in a multitude of roles, including troop leader, group leader, troop organizer, all at Tenniswood Elementary. So thank you, Denise. Barbara Kushner. Barbara. There's Barbara. As a dedicated member of the Roseville Historical and Genealogical Society and Daughters of the American Revolution chapter, Barbara has donated more than 100 hours this past year, serving as membership chair and holding genealogically workshops for both groups. A former registrar of her chapter, she initiated the first newsletter and set up the website. Barbara's energy and passion for preserving and sharing history are exemplary. Thank you, Barbara. And last but not least is Carol Bannister. Carol, thank you. Carol helped lead a small but mighty team of volunteers last spring and summer who worked tirelessly to pass a millage to sustain the operations of the Clinton Macomb Public Library. She spent time, even on holiday weekends, to get the word out about the importance of the library and the reasons that residents should approve the tax increase to supplement the significant loss in operating revenues the library has sustained. Her efforts resulted in a solid victory, and she helped pave the way for greatly enhanced partnerships between the library and the 5 school districts which utilize it. Thank you very much, Carol, and congratulations, and thank you for your service to all of the volunteers in District 12. Thank you.
And last but not least, District Lucky 13, which is the last set of volunteers, Commissioner Sabatini.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good evening, everyone. Again, I'm Commissioner Sabatini. I represent Macomb Township, and I have 4 volunteers this evening that I'd like to recognize. The first person is Tammy Bliss. Tammy, if you could stand. I actually nominated Tammy, but she didn't know that until she got here this evening. But Tammy donated more than 150 hours of volunteer time to the Make-A-Wish Foundation in the past year. And in fact, became a fairy godmother to children in Macomb and Oakland counties with life-threatening conditions. Her extra effort in obtaining training to become a wish granter, even while balancing work and family obligations, shows her dedication to charitable activities. Having assisted with a total of 8 wishes over the past year, in addition to participating in other activities such as taking a child snowboarding with Sean White, the Wish Ball, and Walk for Wishes in Southeast Michigan, the Macy's Believe campaign, and the Wish a Mile bicycle tour, she has brought joy and comfort to children and their families. So thank you, Tammy. Second is Sean Lyons. Sean, if you can stand. As a parent at Mohawk Elementary School, Sean has served as a part of the PTO and donated her time for many years. For the past 5 years, she has served tirelessly as president of the PTO, dedicating her efforts to providing the school community with opportunities to participate in students' education. She plans, sets up, and executes all the events at the school and are active and she's also active in the health team, green school team, and garden club. Somehow she manages to juggle a job and family obligations to spend time working at the school in order to improve the educational experiences for students. Thank you, Sean. Jeff Fields. As a volunteer for the Eisenhower High School Instrumental Music Program, Jeff has accumulated in excess of 200 hours of service to the Marching Eagles over the past year. He has served as the truck trailer driver for the past four seasons and has executed his position with pride and distinction. Jeff has driven the 24-foot car trailer full of valuable marching band equipment to every performance with his own vehicle and assisted students with loading and unloading and moving the instruments for halftime. In addition, he was at the week-long bank camp and all home football games, the Romeo Peach Festival Parade, and three other competitions. This past May, Jeff volunteered to drive the trailer full of heavy instruments and uniforms to Walt Disney World in Orlando so that these items would not have to be taken by air with the band members. Student activities and the Marching Eagles have benefited from by Jeff's involvement with the group. Thank you, Jeff. And finally, last but not least, Tom Nowak. As a coffee bar volunteer at Henry Ford Macomb Hospital, Tom is one of the first impressions visitors get of the facility. He has contributed an extraordinary number of hours of volunteer service, not just at the coffee bar, but for any type of assistance. He works the 7 a.m. shift, the noon shift, and has been known to come back and help with the closing shift. Tom comes in on weekends when a call for help goes out and is always ready to work. He greets everyone with a smile, and he assists staff and fellow volunteers. His time and energy has been devoted to helping people. He provides comfort, sympathetic ear, or a joke when someone really needs it, and he is a tremendous asset to the Henry Ford community. So thank you, all of my volunteers. If you can please stand so you can be recognized.
That concludes all the volunteers throughout the 13 districts. So why don't we give a collective round of applause for all the volunteers. And again, please check our Facebook page so you can make sure that you get the pictures associated with you and your friends and or family. And a personal thank you to the Board of Commissioners staff. They put in a ton of time and effort to make this event happen as smoothly as possible. And so I want to thank them on behalf of the Board of Commissioners. And I think everybody's had an opportunity to speak, and they've said everything they can about the work that volunteers do in our community. So on behalf of the board, again, thank you. With that, we're going to go on to the business portion of our agenda, which nobody should feel that they have to stay for, and that's when it ends. But thank you, but you're welcome to stay and watch some of the commission meeting. So with that, the board chair report, which nobody listens to anyways. Move to receive and file.
Okay, point of order, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I believe that we still need to vote on 9A.
When I come knocking at your door.
Oh, no, I've got other reasons.
All right. Okay.
We did not do that at the beginning.
I cast a motion.
I apologize. Proclamation recognizing August 27th through the 30th as Bassmaster Week. Commissioner Caravalli moved by Brown. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Proclamation is passed. Board chair report.
We can hear you.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. 11B.
I'll just wait one.
Sounds good.
We'll take 1 minute recess.
Yeah.
Nobody move.
No. Yeah. So we can hear you.
Yeah.
We can hear you perfect.
Oh, can you?
Okay. Yeah, first class.
So infrastructure, economic development was moved to finance.
On B, June 24th.
I'll move to waive the reading of the minutes without objection.
Without objection, moved by the chair and the vice chair of finance, Miller and Brown. Any discussion on any of the items? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The finance committee agenda items are approved unanimously. Board's chair report, I won't get into too much detail. Macomb Orchard Trail, I think Commissioner Carabelli can apprise the board of that in July when we know a little bit more. Payroll process changeover is complete tomorrow, so then everybody will be on the normal two-week schedule on a Friday. Freedom Hill, we had the homeowners meeting last week. Walked through the contract with the individuals with Corporation Council. Heard some of their issues that they have. Some of them we can resolve, and some of them are just ongoing items that we need to work on. Searches for our equalization director last Friday afternoon. Myself, Ted Walby, Steve Mellon, Steve Schmiegel, and HR interviewed two candidates for that position. I think we've landed on a solid candidate, but that offer has not been made yet. But in July, hopefully we can go through the confirmation process, because under state law, the Board of Commissioners approves the equalization director. It's very similar to the language for the medical examiner. Martha T. Berry update, there's still a couple issues outstanding. The powerhouse project that the Board of Commissioners approved maybe a month or two ago, there's going to be some impacts with the generators over there. FNO, MTB, and myself are trying to work those out. And there's a lease that's being proposed from the executive office. I think Martha Berry is doing their due diligence on the proposal right now. I know Scott Smith's been involved in it, and eventually that, per the charter, needs to come before the Board of Commissioners for our approval. And then there's that last issue of $935,000 that was given to Martha T. Berry over the years, and I'm trying to work on a resolution where hopefully that can be applied to one of either their capital costs that they owe the county or some of their unfunded retiree health care obligations as a compromise that will suit both parties well. Retiree health care interim trust, which I chair and Commissioner Brown is the vice chair of that board. We met on Tuesday and took all formal actions. We've hired an investment consultant, we've hired independent counsel, and we've hired a custodial bank to put the money in, which is Wells Fargo, which is consistent with what our retirement system does. And we approved a proposal which has some flexibility into it depending on market conditions, that there will be six installments of the $320 million, which hedges our bet towards the remainder of the year. And it's going to be put into a passive vehicle similar to the VEBA, 100% at the beginning. And I think the target goal at the end of 2016 is to have 50 active and 50 passive, which pretty much reflects how our retirement commission, our pension system, operates. And then the administration parking lot, structured groundbreaking was held. Commissioner Marino was there, and I attended as well. Last but not least, budget preparations will be presented at a full board before government operations on July 14th at 9 a.m. If anybody has any questions, once we receive that, which should be July 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, we will send that out. And if people have a chance to look over it, we'll answer any questions ahead of that meeting or have the finance director address those. BOC scanning projects moving full speed ahead. You see on a daily basis about four or five individuals from IT working on that, and hopefully that will be completed by the end of summer. And a special announcement, our part-time special projects coordinator, Rico Rowe, who's been here for almost 2 years in September, has secured full-time employment in the community mental health department. So congratulations to him. His last day, I think, will be July 10th. And if commissioners want to come and watch the fireworks tomorrow night, we've scheduled that the air conditioner will be on and somebody will be in the building. So,
all right.
Feel free to bring you and your kids to watch. Save the date. And last but not least, the DIA is interviewing for a new director to fill Graham Beal's replacement. Any discussion on the board chair report? Seeing none, motion to receive and file.
So moved.
Moved by Marino, supported by Carabelli. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Board chair report is received. Resolution 13A, authorizing actions in connection with the issuance of the North Gratiot Interceptor Drain Drainage District Drain Refunding Bonds, Series 2015.
Moved.
Moved by Carabelli, supported by Vosburgh. Commissioner Carabelli?
Do we need a roll call?
We do not, because this isn't putting the full faith and credit. It's a refinancing.
Thank you, sir.
That's great. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution A passes unanimously. B, establishing legislative priorities to guide the review and adoption of the fiscal year 2016 county budget. Moved by Marino, supported by Carabelli. Any discussion? Commissioner Marino?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As we had previously discussed in committee, we wanted to work on some language noting that our defined benefit plan will be closed to new hires as of January 1, 2016. I know language was distributed to yourself as well as the finance chair, Commissioner Miller. So I didn't know if we needed to do a strike and insert. For my colleagues, we have a paper in front of us with the new language that was put together by Andrew. So I make a motion to strike nothing and insert a parenthesis note. Colon, defined benefit plans will be closed to new employees starting January 1, 2016, parenthesis.
Can we take that as a friendly amendment, Mr. Chairman?
We can if you accept that, assuming Commissioner Marino accepts his own.
I do.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, it's offered as a friendly amendment, so we only need to vote on this once. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution is passed unanimously with the friendly amendment. C, supporting Michigan House Bill number 4724 to amend the Michigan election law to allow for a no reason absentee ballot offered by Miller, but I think that all the commissioners wanted their names on this resolution as sponsors. If there's nobody who does, everybody who does, we will add those, all 13 commissioners as sponsors. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution passes unanimously. And last, supporting Michigan Senate Resolution 66 and U.S. Resolution 233 to urge Iran to immediately release Michigan resident Amir Hekmati. Moved by Miller, supported by Commissioner Smith. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We will have Andrew hand deliver that. Any new business? Seeing no new business.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Commissioner Vosburgh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was at SEMCAG before this meeting, which is why I was late for the reception. But I want to announce that Commissioner Carabelli was elected to the Regional Review Council as an alternate, and he was elected as a delegate to the Transportation Advisory Council. So I look forward to working with Commissioner Carabelli on those committees.
All right.
Congratulations on your past year as president. Who's the new president of SEMCOG?
Jeff Jenks.
Chairman. Okay.
From
Huntington Woods?
From Huntington Woods, yes.
Any other new business before the commission? Commissioner Sabatini? I think we found a resolution for July, if possible, to move the finance committee to 8 a.m. and have the full board immediately following that, because several commissioners needed that changed for that Thursday evening.
Wednesday.
It is July 22nd, the Wednesday.
Wait. 6 a.m.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we have
6 a.m.?
No, not 6 a.m.
Early bird gets
I thought we had this scheduled, but the back row now is debating this.
We can't trust the back row.
Don't worry, the back row's right there. The air is different back there.
That's why I move up here on Thursdays. So this is still under deliberation, I guess.
Kathy, what do you want to do?
Move it up day. Do it on Wednesday. Call it a day.
All good. We decided back here. It's all fine.
Kathy, are you good?
The Kathys are collaborating.
We have a community mental health meeting that morning at 7:30.
You
be done in plenty of time.
Well, I guess we will look at the agendas and see which one needs our attention.
Perfect.
That's crazy.
We will still review that and send out to commissioners. I thought we had it settled, but any other new business before the board? Commissioner Sabatini?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to update everybody. I got a draft of the audited financial statements for fiscal year 14. That's going into the state next week. It's actually due to be sent out next Tuesday. I just want to make everyone aware that there are a number of changes based on GASB provisions that are part of the financials going forward. So as soon as they are finalized, I plan on getting everybody a copy. I think it's going to be very beneficial in us with our going through budget here. So there's a lot of information in the audit that we will be using as part of that process. I just wanted to update everybody on that.
Commissioner Marino?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As a follow-up to Commissioner Sabatini's comment, I sit on the National Association of Counties Finance, Pensions, and Intergovernmental Affairs Steering Committee. So, we've been reviewing a lot of the changing requirements. So if any commissioners need any background info or, what the various changes have looked like over the last few years, please let me know and be happy to provide it. Thank you.
Commissioner Carabelli?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. After back row collaboration, both Kathy commissioners are on board for the meeting change. Thank you.
Do Kathy's agree to that, or is Commissioner Carabelli speaking on behalf of the Kathy's?
One time he can speak on my behalf, and that was it.
That's why we put him in
the oxygen just went out of the room.
That's why we put him in the middle. He's the pillar of the back row. All right. So we'll send out that date.
I'm glad you speak for
any
that.
Other new business? Public participation. Once, twice, three times public participation is closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown. Here. Commissioner Carabelli. Commissioner Duje.
Sure.
Commissioner Flynn.
Here.
Commissioner Kleinfeld.
Here.
Commissioner Marino.
Here.
Commissioner Matuszek.
Here.
Commissioner Miller.
Yes.
Commissioner Sabatini.
Here.
Commissioner Sager.
Here.
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Mr. Toko.
Here.
Mr. Bosford.
Here.
Motion adjourned by Duje, supported by Kleinfeld. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.